Welcome to Transform Your Business Radio. Over the next 15 minutes or so, Joel Helms speaks with small business owners just like you with the purpose of finding out what makes them successful and to share some of their great tips and ideas for transforming your business.
And thank you for joining us for another edition of Transform Your Business Radio. And Anthony M. Turner joins us again. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Joel. Good to be with you again.
I've got to say, in all honesty, in all the chats we've had, the five pillars, this is pillar four. This is the one that I've really been looking forward to. It's all about how to market your business. And it's something that I think that most people who run businesses really don't have a good grounding, don't have a good knowledge of, do they?
No, look, marketing is one of those things that is absolutely everything in your business. And I think what a lot of business owners don't realize is exactly that. When I'm asked, what is marketing? My answer is everything. You know, the reality is that whatever the person who comes into your business perceives is based around the actions, the appearance, the advertising, the quality, and all of the things that actually make up that picture that they see with their eyes when they walk through an individual's business door. And that's why I say everything is marketing.
I suppose that, just as I was listening to you there, Anthony, I was thinking about a very well-known, we won't give them any free advertising, but a very well-known fast food chain. They do an awful lot of advertising on television and radio, but so much more of how they present themselves is actually just their locations, their stores, the uniforms, everything. It's all about giving that one clear message, isn't it?
Look, it is. And what you're really touching on there is the image of the business. Every business has an image, whether it's the one that they choose to have or whether it's the one that they get, is very much dependent upon the activity that they put into their business and consciously designing that image for their business and then projecting that image out on an ongoing basis. Fast food stores are brilliant at doing it. They are really, really powerful in terms of ensuring consistency of their image across every single thing that they do, whether that's the way the people are dressed, that's how they're taught to speak to their customers, that's the cleanliness of their establishments, it's the way things are decorated, it's the signage, it's the use of their logos to always reinforce that brand image of the business. And all of that is actually scientifically calculated to make the business attractive to the very customers that they are looking to serve. It's strategic. It has to be strategic.
What I'm surprised at, Anthony, is there is a winning formula. I don't know why more small businesses, even if you run a corner store that only sells sandwiches, I don't know why more people don't try and replicate that and have that consistency of image through their business, big or small.
Yeah, look, it's an ongoing frustration, but I think a lot of that to do with really, Joel, is about the small business owners don't often think about it, and they've never been trained about how to do this sort of stuff. So they go out there doing the best that they can, knowing what they know. But what they don't know is that, if you can determine the sorts of customers that you are looking to deal with, let's use an example. Let's say it's a middle-class management professional, say in a corporate business. Now that sort of person is going to have some sort of beliefs about themselves, some values about themselves. They're going to like a certain sort of style. They're going to be driving a certain type of car, which is all unconsciously geared around displaying their image. Okay, of who they think they are and the value that they are at. So as a business owner, what we have to do is we have to determine who are the clients that we would like to deal with, and then look at the image that they are displaying and then match our business to that particular image. Now, I'll give you an example. There's a client that I'm working with at the moment. They're in the process of establishing a gift shop in a country town in Victoria. With that particular business, we've looked at the demographics of it, and what we found is that it's an upper middle class sort of marketplace that comes in there. Not so much the people who live there, but because it's in one of the wine regions, that's the sort of people that actually go and stay there, staying at the wineries, the B&Bs, going for the dining experiences and all that sort of stuff. So the store is actually being designed, the logos are being designed to be modern, clean, fresh, simple, a higher sort of medium quality level. It's probably a little bit higher than medium, because we know that that's the sort of people that are going to be coming in and out of that store, and we want to make them feel comfortable when they're in the store that they are actually in the right place.
People are time poor nowadays. They don't want to think too much about their choices. So they want to know, I suppose. I mean, we can go back again to the burger outlet. You know, when you go into one of those places, that you're not going to end up with a glass of wine and a pizza. You know what you're going to get. It's very important to have that one message and sell that one message so people know exactly what they're going to get from you.
Absolutely, Joel. And, you know, apart from the image, what we're now thinking about and talking about is what makes you different from all of the other businesses that are doing what you do. You know, there's plenty of stories about how to differentiate your business, but one of the ones that I like is from the States, where there was this brewery, that was a new entrant, pristine area, nice fresh running water, mountain air, organic hops, all that sort of stuff. And different breweries in that area were talking about various elements of that. Now this guy went in there and he looked at it and said, well, what are they doing? We're all doing the same thing. What are they not doing? Or what are they not talking about? Mm. And he realized that nobody was talking about the process of bringing the water and the hops in this fresh, pristine environment all together to a nice tasting beer. He went on to market that as his cornerstone, the process. And then as a result of that, he ended up taking over 3 or 4 of the other breweries in the area because his business expanded, the others contracted. When we're talking about, you know, the customer experience, the customers, you're absolutely right. They are looking for the easy option. They're looking to go and shop where they feel comfortable, but they're also looking for somebody who clearly can state what they are doing and how they're going to do it in a way that's level with what the customer's looking for, so that the customer feels that A, social comfort, but also B, that they know that they are in the right space for that particular type of product or service. So understanding your image, understanding your competitive advantage, those are the two key points in terms of determining, but you know, the ultimate experience, and you're talking about the burger chains before, the one thing that they focus on, because they know that this is the absolute cornerstone of success for their business in a marketing sense, is customer service.
Yeah, you can't underestimate it, can you? Having customers walking out with a smile on their face, it's massive for a business.
Absolutely. I mean, you've really got two choices in your business. You treat your customers like royalty, you know, you do everything that you can to help them. And I don't say that you sort of spoil them rotten, but you actually go a little bit beyond what their expectations are. So if they're looking for good service at a particular style, then you give them that plus a little bit more. Because, you know, the last thing you really want to do is see the backs of the heads of dissatisfied customers walking out your door. Because you know damn well they're going to be bitching about, you know, you and what you've done or not done, telling, you know, their friends and family, and that's going to have a real detrimental effect on your business.
I'm sure when you mention customer service to a lot of average people, that they often think, I think of retail outlets whereby they may not be able to get the service that they require. The store may be busy, you can't get somebody to talk to. That's, I guess, a good little indication that you need to make sure that you are well-staffed, you've got your systems in place, that you're in a position to offer good customer service.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? Sometimes it's not having extra staff is not the issue. It's actually just acknowledging the customers when they're actually there. Listen, I'm just caught up with this customer at the moment. I'll be with you in just a couple of moments. All right. Was there something special that you were looking for? You know, look, it's over there in that particular side of the store there. And I'm just winding up now. I'll be right with you. It's engaging that customer so that they feel that they're being attended to, even though that you're actually dealing with and wrapping up the parcel for the customer you're currently working with. You know, you're not ignoring the one you're with either, for the new one, because the last thing you want to do is for them to feel like, oh, I'm done with now, go away, let me get on to the next one. Yeah. What you've got to do is you've got to find that balance, you know. I know plenty of people who work in retail environments who typically are there most of the day on their own. And they do that exceptionally well because they engage their customers.
It's an advantage that you do have if you're running a traditional business, because we do have a lot of people buying online and different means nowadays. But that is one advantage that you'll always have if you have a store or a service of some sort where you can give good customer service, you can get people on the line or in face to face. And that's what can separate you from other businesses.
It is. And that's that positive shopping experience or that positive marketing experience within the business is what's going to keep people coming back to your retail store or your accounting practice or your legal practice or your health practice or whatever it is. People cannot get that connection online.
All right, so wrapping up, really, it's all about telling the world, isn't it? At every opportunity, Anthony, and use, you know, every mean you can to get out there and tell the world, and that includes your social media, all sorts of things. You just, I guess you've got to be selling your business 24 hours a day, don't you, really?
Look, you do, Joel. There is, you know, as I said before, everything is marketing, and marketing is everything. You know, you really, as a business owner, we have to use all the sorts of tools that are available to us. And I think one of the biggest mistakes that a lot of small business owners make is that they seem to think that one vehicle for promotion is going to be what's going to work for them. It's not the case. It's a combination of everything. I know in my business, I use social media. I use a website. I do networking at, functions. I do speaking engagements. I do, one-on-ones with people. I work with the government departments and a whole range of different things, because that connects me to people who can understand what I'm doing. And that's what brings the work in for me. If you're a small retail outlet, using the example of the gift shop we were talking about before, then it's important to do things like get involved with the local chamber of commerce. Yes, it's important to have your website and do your social media to promote. It's engaging with the various clubs of schools and the various people in and around your area, so that you can actually get to know those people, become part of their community, so that they feel comfortable about coming and shopping with you, because they know you, they trust you.
Well, that's fantastic, Anthony. A lot of great advice for our listeners, all about marketing your business. Pillar 4, we'll come back next time and talk about Pillar 5, Manage for Success. And that's going to be another interesting chat. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Joel, good to be with you.
Psst. Hey, interested in free ideas, tips, and a whole range of special offers, including free advertising to help your small business succeed? Thought so? Get on to transformyourbusiness.com.au and check out Club TYB. Club TYB provides free advertising for your business, plus a range of special offers including discounts and bonuses on coaching, skills training, financial and business planning, legal and accounting support, plus signs, bookkeeping, and many products and services to help your business succeed. Follow the links to Club TYB on transformyourbusiness.com.au and take advantage of all the savings to transform your business. Remember, follow the links to Club TYB at transformyourbusiness.com.au and start saving now. For our full library of podcasts, plus links to Club TYB, the home of special offers for small business owners from small business owners, visit transformyourbusiness.com.au.
Transform Your Business Radio is a Helms Media Solutions production. Visit helms.com.au.